This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, today we begin part three of a 7-week series called The Final Week, looking at the last week of Christ's life on this earth. This week, talking out of Matthew 21, in the last week of Jesus' ministry, where he talks about two sons. One son says, "Dad, I'll do what you want me to do," but he doesn't do it. The other son says, "No, I won't do it," but he ends up doing it. And Jesus asked the question, which son was justified in the end? I think it's an interesting story that speaks to your life and to mine. Rarely do I talk about the message I gave the week before, but I am today because I had some calls about it. Nothing earth-shattering. People just asked some questions about what I talked about last week, about the Lord doing a makeover on us, and I used the cleansing of the temple and what happened in that event in Matthew as a roadmap of what I think the Lord does in your life and my life. He cleanses the temple first in that passage in Matthew 21. You may remember it from last week. He cleanses our temple. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, according to Paul in 1 Corinthians. The things the Lord wants to clean and expel and eject from your life and my life. And I really believe that with all my heart. And then I looked at the next order in those verses, and it said the blind and the lame were still there in the temple. And Jesus healed the blind and the lame that were there after everyone was ejected out of there for buying and selling and turning it into a fair or a street fair or a flea market kind of atmosphere. And I mentioned that the Lord cures and works with spiritual blindness in your life and in my life. And most people understood what I meant by spiritual blindness, but some people questioned, what do you mean by spiritual lameness? And I talked about lameness. I quoted a veterinarian who talked about untreatable lameness in animals, where an animal cannot be treated for lameness and they have to be put down or euthanized. I talked about that. And I was reading this week and found a great quote that I think illustrates it, from Jim Cimbala from Brooklyn, New York, about lameness, spiritually speaking. "I've been in the ministry for decades and I've counseled many folks," he says. "Despite the number of people and the variety of situations, I encounter a recurring problem as I try to offer biblical solutions to their dilemmas and guide them into God's truth. Men and women from all walks of life are often immobilized spiritually and emotionally by either the past or the future or both. Many people are paralyzed by the past, what happened back then when someone once did to hurt them, what inequity of life befell them. Of course, the problem with all this is that these things have already happened. We can't change one detail of it. Every one of us has had bad memories and scars, but for God's sake and for our own sake, we must learn to get past these hurts by giving them to Christ. Otherwise, we'll never live for today. Today is the only real day we have, but we can miss out on really living it because of being paralyzed by the past." Then he talks about people who are immobilized by the future and just fearful of what's going to happen. We've got anxiety in our country today about what's going to happen, and that can make us spiritually lame. And all my point is, Jesus deals with spiritual blindness in your life and in my life. He deals with spiritual lameness in your life and my life. When we're immobilized and can't move forward spiritually or emotionally, he enables us to do it. Well, we'll begin tomorrow by reading the text from Matthew 21, where, believe it or not, Jesus holds up tax collectors, people who were hated in that culture, and prostitutes, and says these are people you could learn from in terms of a moral example. Find out how tomorrow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.